Monday afternoon, and performance works on Granville Island is a cacophony of construction, as the virtual stage co-op is busy building the theater they'll be performing in Saturday night. Performance Works is basically a big long box of a building that can be reconfigured in a dozen different ways, depending on what sort of show is being presented. So some assembly is required, and when artistic director Andy Thompson and the crew arrived Monday morning, they found what amounts to an empty box.
To quote a line from the play, it was a barren, haunted space. It was basically a wood floor with a bunch of pipes up in the ceiling and some nice windows and drapery, but that was about it. So it's a huge slog to build the seating for the audience and to get the chairs in from across Granville Island and hang the lights and all this kind of crazy stuff. We kind of have to reinvent it every time we come.
And being a theater co-op, everyone is pitching in, schlepping equipment, steadying ladders for each other, and banging portable seats into place. This is an equity co-op, which means it's sanctioned by the Canadian Actors Equity, the professional association of performers, directors, choreographers, fight directors, and stage managers who do live theater, opera, and dance in Canada. It's dirty, sweaty, physically exhausting work, but for Thompson and the rest of the crew, it's all part of the package.
We're like-minded equity professionals coming together to produce this work because we love it and we want to do it. We're excited by it. No one is getting paid up front. We're all taking one share of the profits after the box office is in. And so the idea is that the actors do crew work and everyone chips in doing everything. So we have our whole cast here today running around, putting the seating up and hauling 100-pound ladders around, but the whole idea is that we're just doing this because we like to do it and we're excited by the play.
Ah, yes, the play. Don DeLillo's Valparaiso. It's about a businessman who boards what he thinks is a plane headed for Valparaiso, Indiana, but which takes him to Valparaiso, Florida, and then to Valparaiso, Chile. The media inevitably gets a hold of the story, and soon our poor schlub is a celebrity, playing out his personal life in front of the cameras and microphones. Basically, it's a story of how the media can ruin your life. And true to its name, the Virtual Stage Co-op uses everything from computer animation and digital sound to cinematic projection and adventurous staging to tell the story, crossing the boundaries between theater, film, and new media. It's not the first time the company has staged the play. It was their first production when Virtual Stage was formed 3 years ago.
I was excited by the investigation of themes of media and the potential for integrating emerging technologies into theater that we're mandated to do. And as much as it can be annoying, this space to create and almost invent or reinvent, it's also really rich because there's a lot of flexibility in design and staging. So this venue is a really good one for us. It's really long, so we can, like, for projections, there's a longer throw distance. You can get larger projections easier. It was just the right thing at the right time, and I'm really excited about doing it in Vancouver because I think there are a lot of Don DeLillo fans in the Lower Mainland, so it's really, really exciting time for us to be doing it once again.
So building on that first production and the ensuing 3 years together as a company, Virtual Stage is taking another run at Valparaiso, and being a co-op, the usual prescribed roles of actors, technicians, and directors are blurred.
We have actors hanging lights and even contributing to suggestions on lighting design and the way the direction should be. It's not a normal process. In the standard so-called professional environment, you would have an actor who just does his job and shuts up. But, you know, here we have actors are saying, no, I think we should do this, and no, I think we should do this. So it provides a pretty stimulating environment, and as long as the communication's flowing, which it has, I'd say, in this production, everything is just tickety-boo.
Well, not everything, especially when you're dealing with multimedia productions such as this. Sometimes necessity is the mother of invention.
For example, I don't know where the hell my screen is. I have this screen and I couldn't find it. So we're today, you know, on an as-need basis, I guess that would be the answer, trying to figure out what are we going to put the projections on. So we're phoning our friends, and I brought my mom and my sewing machine here, and I was going to put the slave taskmaster, get my mother to sew me up a screen. But it's basically when things go wrong, it's just like any production, you just deal with it.
Andy Thompson is the managing and artistic director of the Virtual Stage Co-op. He is also playing the lead in their current production of Don DeLillo's Valparaiso, which opens Saturday and runs until May 22nd at Performance Works on Granville Island. For the afternoon show, I'm Paul Grant in Vancouver.